October 21, 1921. Everything that Jesus did and suffered is a continuous act of giving itself to man. All the remedies needed for the whole humanity are in his life and passion. I was thinking about the passion of my sweet Jesus, and upon coming, he told me, "My daughter, every time the soul thinks about my passion, remembers what I suffered, or compassionates me, she renews within herself the application of my pains. My blood rises to inundate her, and my wounds place themselves on the path to heal her if she is wounded, or to embellish her if she is healthy, as well as my merits, to enrich her. The commerce she produces is amazing. It is as if she placed on a counter everything I did and suffered, earning twice as much. In fact, everything I did and suffered is a continuous act of giving itself to man, just as the sun is in continuous act of giving light and heat to the earth. My work is not subject to exhaustion. If the soul just wants it so, and as many times as she wants, she receives the fruit of my life. So, if she remembers my passion 20, 100, 1,000 times, so many more times will she enjoy its effects. But how few are those who make a treasure of it. With all the good of my passion, one can see souls who are weak, blind, deaf, mute, crippled, living cadavers, such as to be disgusting. This, because my passion is put into oblivion. My pains, my wounds, my blood are strength which removes weaknesses, light which gives sight to the blind, tongue which loosens the tongues and opens the hearing, way which straightens the crippled, life which raises the dead. All the remedies needed for the whole humanity are in my life and passion. But the creature despises the medicine and does not care about the remedies. And so one can see, in spite of all my redemption, the state of man perishing, as though affected by an incurable consumption. But that which saddens me the most is to see religious people who tire themselves out in order to acquire doctrines, speculations, stories. But about my passion, nothing. So, many times my passion is banished from churches, from the mouth of priests. Therefore, their speech is without light, and the peoples remain more starved than before. After this, I found myself in front of a sun, and all of its rays poured upon me, penetrating inside. I felt invested in such a way as to feel I was prey to the sun. Its vibrating light prevented me from looking at it. And every time I looked, I felt a greater joy and happiness. Then, my sweet Jesus came out from within that sun, and told me, "Beloved daughter of my volition, my will inundates you like sun. You are nothing but the prey, the amusement, the contentment of my volition. And as you immerse yourself in it, my will pours upon you, like solar rays, the fragrances of my sanctity, of my power, wisdom, goodness, etc. And since my will is eternal, the more you try to be in it, making it more than your own life, the more you come to absorb within you my immutability and impassivity. Like a wheel, eternity spins around you, so that you may take part in everything, and nothing may escape you, and this, so that my will may remain honored and fully glorified in you. I want the first daughter of my will to lack nothing, not one distinction that belongs to me, which may make her be distinguished before the whole of heaven as the first beginning of the sanctity of living in my will. Therefore, be attentive. Never go out of my will, that you may receive all the fragrances of my divinity. And so that, letting all that is yours come out, I may confirm all that is mine, and my will may remain in you a center of life."